Ecclesiastes Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verses 9 through 12. Amen. A sermon entitled Together. The Word of God says there are two, or two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything you're doing, God. Help us, God, to understand that alone we cannot. But God, as we stick and we stand together, one with the other, God, and allowing you, God, that threefold cord will not easily break, Father. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. I want to issue a challenge tonight. I want to issue this challenge. Amen. Show me in the New Testament where you see that, amen, there is someone that stands alone, amen, and they stand for a long period of time. Because there's no Christian, amen, that is listed to be on his own or her own, amen, in the New Testament. In the book of Acts, amen, the Bible says that they were together. They were in one mind and one accord together. That group of Christians, amen, was known as the church, the ecclesia. The idea of Christian fellowship, the church, amen, it continues throughout all the New Testament. The church in Rome, it talks about the church in Corinth, the church in Ephesus, the church in Thessalonica, the church in Galatia, amen. It was the church, amen, that was together. These were all, amen, together. Today, that plan is still in effect. That is still God's plan for his people. Our church was created by God to be a group of people, amen, who were to be there for one another, who had fellowship with one another. You know, it's amazing. When I came into the church, I had no idea. You know, when I was raised in the Catholic Church, you would go in, you would go through all the motions, you would go, amen. I talked to one of my kids that went to the services there in the Catholic Church, amen. One of my kids said, amen, Dad, they must get tired of going up and down. They must get tired, amen, of all it seems like the rituals. When I came into the church in 1999, I saw a bunch of people that, amen, even after service, nobody left. They were there, amen, they went from the sanctuary to the door, to their cars, and they stood there at their car, and they were in fellowship one with another. Can I tell you, amen, that brought a closeness between us all. See, tonight, firstly, we need support. We cannot, do it by ourselves. There needs to be someone that is going to be there for you and I. It says two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift, up his companion. Can I tell you? You cannot lift yourself up if you're by yourself. It don't matter how strong you are. It don't matter, what you are. If you fall, you're going to stay, you're going to stay, in the fall position. You're going to stay fallen. See, we are, there are times when it seems like life just gets the best of us. How many know that life does have a sense of getting the best of us? Plans, families, finances, health, and even we fail. And what happens then? Where do we go to? Where can we find that support? You know, in the army, when a soldier is deployed, they have a family support group. The reason why they have that family support group is because they know that there are families from every aspect of the United States, that there are going to be, people that are going to be there, and their spouses are going to be gone. So they have this family support group to be able, to be there when times become difficult or times become hard. But where can we find support? Who can, we turn to when no one is there? It says, woe to you. That's giving you and I a warning. Woe to you. Because if you don't like anybody to be around you, woe to you. When you fall, there's not going to be nobody there to help you get back up. See, that is why, the brilliance of God's plan. When he came up with the idea of the church, when he came up, with the idea of fellowship, he says two are better than one. A small group is better, than going alone. When life goes wrong, can I tell you? Life is going to take you, south. You wait there long enough, it's going to take you south. That means the wrong way. It doesn't mean that you're going to be going to Pueblo. It means you're going to be going, the wrong way. It's going to hurt you. When somebody there, when somebody will not be there, God, put a small group. He put a small group of people to be there for you. When life truly does go wrong, there's somebody there that will be there for your support. When our plans fail, God, has his people ready to step in. When our family gets touchy, how many know that? Listen. Your family sometimes, will get in a touchy situation. We have people that will help us think clearly. When our health fails, We find prayer, amen, with a brother or sister in the Lord. When we fail, because we can talk about how everything else, but what happens when you fail? There will be somebody there that will be there to hold you accountable. See, we need, amen, to lift up one another. It says, for if they fall, amen, one will lift up his fellow. When life goes sour, when life goes wrong, amen, it can knock you, listen, it will knock you flat in your face. It'll be worse than a Mike Tyson, amen, uppercut. It will knock you flat in your face, folks. How many here have ever fallen flat on your face? Everybody better lift their hands. Amen. Because every single one of us, amen, have found ourselves flat in our face like, I don't know what just hit me. It goes that way, folks. It really does. It comes and it hits us. Sometimes it feels easier just to lay there and not do nothing. How many know that? Let me just stay here, because if I get up, I'm going to fall again. So I'd rather just stay. We say things like, I'm just going to stay down. Life is not worth it anymore. Every time I try, I end up back in that same old position. So I'm going to just give up. I'm just going to stay right here. How many know that we will say things like that? See, how many have ever experienced, that uppercut, by Mike Tyson? It hurts, folks. It really does hurt. We just throw our hands up in the air and, say, what the hey? What the hey? What's the point? When we are there, amen, we need someone that is going to help us believe when we don't believe in ourselves. We need someone to tell us, get up. Get moving. Get going. Don't stay there no more. See, God is not done with you. Listen, can I tell you, we need people, amen, that are going to come up and confront us and say, amen, God's not done with you. Why are you, just laying there? It's not over for you. You may be down, but we're not defeated. Jesus has done too much for us to let us just lie there flat in our faces. In verse 11, it says, again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one, be warm alone? On Thursday, while we were visiting Valerie at the house, I went to a local Starbucks, while we were there. My wife says, go get me a coffee. And then, the hail storm from hell, hit. Everybody was under the awning. Everybody was just waiting there. Everybody was under the covering. Nobody was doing anything. All they were doing was just waiting. Has anybody just experienced that? Just waiting. Just waiting. But as soon as one person moved, all it took was one. When one person moved, it created a domino effect, amen, that more people began to go and move and move. Listen, it took one person. It took one person to be able, amen, to get the whole thing moving. See, too many times we can get comfortable in just waiting. How many know that? We don't try anything new. We don't care to try anything new. Just, coasting through life. Not a care in the world. Not really making a difference at all. But tonight, folks, we need somebody who will not just, let you and I be comfortable. We cannot find ourselves. We say this saying, it just rubs me the right way. I'm good, Pastor. I'm good. I know you're not good, but Pastor, I'm good. I can see the pains in your life, but Pastor, I'm good. The Holy Ghost is trying to wake you up. I'm good. It's cool. I'm all right. See, that's why we need somebody that is going to tell us, you're not okay. Well, can I tell you, it's not that they're rubbing you, but they're trying to tell you, you're not in a good place. Get up, get moving, get going. God has called us tonight to get up and get going. We need someone, that is going to, flick the lighter to get fire, in our lives once again. We need someone that's going to light a fire and get us fired up. In verse 12, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. See, the world, that we live in, it can truly be overwhelming. Things can come up and slap us silly, folks. Listen, it'll be that slap where you don't know where it came from, but it hit you. See, the enemy, the devil, he never ever slows down or lets up. Things can come at us, at 100 miles an hour. I don't remember what we went to, to Pueblo for, but as we were coming, 25 north, all I heard was, and it just flew right by me. I heard the noise, and then I saw a lightning flash just pass right through me. How many know that that's the speed that life can truly hit us with? Fighting against the tide of immorality, fighting against unrighteousness, it can take, and drain the life right out of us. That's why we need people who are going to be there alongside who will pray tonight. Who will serve tonight? Who will keep watch tonight? Because we cannot, listen to me, folks. I don't care how strong you are, how big you are, how smart you are, what you have, it doesn't matter. You cannot make it through this life alone. We can't. We need people that are going to be there for us. We need people who are going to have our backs. I'm talking about people that are going to be there, true and true. Can I tell you, we can tell anybody we're going to be there for them, but will you? Amen? I've been in, listen, I'm not 50, I'm only 54, amen. I'm going to be 55 this year, so I haven't lived, a long time, but I lived long enough that I've seen too many people say, I got your back, way back. Way back when life gets tough, will you be there for somebody? If you tell them that you are going to have their back, will you? Because their situations might not allow them to make it through if we don't have somebody that is truly going to be there for them and have their backs. We need people who are going to, have our backs. In verse 12, though one may be overpowered by the other, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. A three-strand woven together is there for strength. See, one of those strands is you. The second strand is somebody that is around you. But the third strand is Jesus. Two plus Jesus equals three. Do you tonight have that third support in your life? See, there's things that people can do for you and I, folks. Listen, and I'm glad that people are there for us. I've had people in my life that have helped me through situations where I say to myself, if I didn't have a person there for me, I would not be here today. Our sister Andrea worked at a place, where that's where I would have found myself at. But I had somebody that put some sense back into me. Can I tell you? They were there for me. Through thick and thin, they were there. But can I tell you? The fact that Jesus never left nor forsook me, it caused me to still stand and be here today. It's good to have the support. Listen, I'm not knocking that. It's good to be there for one another. I'm not knocking that. But we need Jesus more than anything tonight. You plus somebody else and Jesus makes that threefold cord not break. We need to be there together. The early church, everything they did, they were there for one another. Everything they did, they were there to support one another. Listen, can I tell you? Sometimes it's just a simple text. I'm thinking of you. I'm praying for you. Can I tell you that? That alone will cause me to, fight the devil, to continue to fight the devil. Come on, devil. Because I know somebody's there and they're praying for me, believing God for me. They're there to hold me that when I'm getting ready to go over the edge, they're going to be there to hold me back and say, what are you doing? Amen. What are you doing? The only way we're going to make it, folks, and make it for the long run. Listen, can I tell you, I don't want to have a one-year plan. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to have a one-year plan of my salvation. I don't want to have a five-year plan. I don't want to have a 10-year plan or even a 20-year plan. Pastor, that's a good plan. At least I'll be there. No, I want to have a lifetime plan. Amen. I want to have a lifetime plan of my salvation. Amen. That I can make it. Hallelujah. That I fight the good fight. That I finish the race. You know, my brother, he's 4 years older than me. And this is one of my brothers that I'm closest to. He sends me a video today. Amen. He's there, and all I hear is, and I'm like, what is this? I'm like, what is this? He says, I've just finished 3 miles, and I got one more mile. He says, at first, it's going to hurt you, but in the long run, it's going to benefit you. He says, I got one more mile to go. Can I tell you? I don't want to just finish the 3 miles and say, at least I did a 5K. I want to finish, folks. I want to make it through. I want to make it to the very end. And can I tell you? I want you to be there with us. I want you to make it through. The only way that we are going to be able to make it through is if we stay and stick together. It's if we make it. Let me read, verse 9 again. Two are better than one because they have good reward for their labor. Verse 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Together. Can I tell you, we're going to make it through together, folks. We're going to make it to the end together. We cannot be lone rangers for Christ. We have to be there for one another. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You don't have that third strand, amen, in your life. Or maybe at one point you had that third strand, but you let that strand go. And tonight, you're struggling. If you're here in this place tonight and you're not saved, you're here in this place tonight, you're backslidden. Jesus loves you and he cares about you. And he wants you tonight to be able to come back to him. Anybody here in this place, that would be you. Quickly, raise up your hand. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Give your heart to the Lord. Amen. Church, I spoke about together, fellowship. Being there for one another. We're going to fall. Life is going to hit us. In 2015, amen, I got my cancer diagnosis. 2021, I had my, complete rotator cuff. Completely redone. I had 4 tears in my shoulder. My right shoulder. It just came out of nowhere, folks. And it hit me. And it was a painful situation. But I thank God that I had people there. I had a support group. I had a family that was there for me. It wasn't just my sons, my kids, my wife. But I had people that were there for us. As we're looking back, when I went through, that situation with my right shoulder, I was out of work for 8 months. My wife made a mention the other day. She says, I don't even know how we made it through, because I was only making 50% under my short-term disability. She says, I don't know how we made it through. Can I tell you how we made it through? Because as soon as, I had my surgery, people from the church began to show up. People from, all over places, they began to extend their hand. And today, we are testimonies. We didn't ask, but because we were a family, we were together, we were able to help each other out. And just as long and just as we were helped, we have helped other people. We have been there for them. That in the times of their greatest need, when they were, ready to jump ship, fall off the edge. Just a text, a phone call, a visit. It helped them out. You can be a lifeline tonight. You can be a lifeline tonight. Maybe God has put somebody in your heart tonight. Maybe you know of a situation. Maybe whatever situation, it doesn't matter. Together, we're going to make it through. Amen? We're going to make it through, but we're going to make it through together. We're going to hold our hands up together. The altar is open. Amen. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Rando shiara baba rando lorondo lo shi. Yarando roba baba rando lolo shi. Yando loro shiara labando. Can I tell you? You might be strong, but you're going to come to a point where you are going to need support. And woe to you when you fall and you don't have somebody to help you up. Woe to you. We need one another, folks. That's what a church is. It's a gathering of people. Can I tell you? It's us being able to be there for one another at all times. I was amazed when that hailstorm was coming down that nobody did anything. Everybody just waited. Can I tell you? That's a picture of the world. It'll tell you that it has your back. But when the situation gets hard, they just sit there and wait. And do nothing. But I got your back, bro. Whenever you need something, bro, I got your back. Then you fall flat on your face, and you're still waiting for somebody to help you. Amen? Woe to you. That's a warning that God is giving us. Ay de ti, es una precaución que Dios nos está dando. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Can I tell you? When we are interwoven together, you can pull, you can yank, but you're going to help each other stand. You're going to help each other. That's why we are a church. Can I tell you, I consider you my brothers and sisters in Christ. And as brothers and sisters, I consider you that we're going to be there for one another. Amen. Through good times, just like a marriage, folks. Through good times and bad. It's not that we get into your business. Well, Pastor, I just don't like people to get in my... Listen, don't think that. Don't think that. Because when you fall and you are alone and nobody's there, nobody's going to help you up. Because you don't want people in your business. Listen, can I tell you, I got too much business on my own to get into your business. Amen. I got way too much. But I want to be there for you. I don't want to go snooping, sniffing. Let me see what I find. Listen, that's not what I do, and that's not what we do. We want to be there to help us continue standing and living for God. Amen? That's the function of a church. And can I tell you, I'm glad that I got saved in our fellowship. Because I've heard too many stories of I go to church, I leave, and I'm alone. That's not the Christian fellowship ministries. Amen. And I'm glad that I got saved in this church. Let's give God glory for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, God, you are wonderful. God, you are mighty. God, you are wonderful. Amen. Let's be there and continue to be there for one another. Amen. John, why don't you close us in prayer?